Episode 35.
Yeah. Pokemon. Gotta catch 'em all.
This is way too awkward.
It's weird, Kenny. You know, the reason why I think it's so awkward is I'm used to recording naked alone.
Yeah.
And now that we're here together naked. Yeah.
Now, hey, man.
Got quite the hog between your legs. Looks good. Touche, brother.
Now we can stare into you. Now we can stare into each other's eyes while we record.
Man, now we can have nerdgasms together.
So, just to let everyone know, we're not dead. Well,
kind of.
We were dead for a while.
Little
we're
bit.
Still kind of dead.
Kind of died. Snapchat.
Since there's probably like two listeners right now.
Oh man, if we pull three for this episode, not including me and you, I'm gonna be pumped.
Yeah, and Matt actually moved close to me, so we're actually recording in his room right now, and it's really creepy.
It is, man. It's so dank and dark.
And I'm not feeling too hot, too, so. So this is gonna be top quality.
Oh, yeah. Kenny's lungs are hurting and everything right now.
Oh, yeah. So this is a wrap-up. I've been really busy. But for the record, Matt's been busy, too. It's not all my fault.
Yeah, I've been crazy busy.
It's mutual fault.
Yeah. A lot of busy.
Matt's been all over the place, right?
I've basically been living in San Diego last month or two, so.
Yeah. I have a real job now, and when you have a real job, you can't slack anymore.
Kenny's a real boy.
I'm a real boy.
I told him to stop lying all those times. Now him and Jiminy can finally get a real life.
Exactly, so. And then between that and school, we've been swamped. But we're back.
We're back.
Hopefully more often since Matt lives closer.
Hey, I think it's going to be a lot more often.
This is a lot easier for me because now it forces me to record.
Yeah.
I can't flake out if I'm here.
I'm not on the other side of the world from you.
Yeah.
Like three freeways away.
Yeah, you weren't that far in the first place.
Yeah.
But I don't even have to get on the freeway to get here.
Yeah, it's a smooth drive.
I felt like I was going back to school.
Right to 40th right here, man. Yeah, it's right there.
I felt like I was going to school. I went to the liquor store that you saw me stop at.
Dude, that's a sweet one right here on North Park.
Yeah,
right
he remembered me.
Oh, no way.
I was what's up, man? He's like, you still going to Cal State? I was like, no, that was forever ago.
I kind of graduated. But I see you're still here. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I think he's the owner.
Probably.
I've seen him chase kids out of the front that were trying to hate Mr. People.
Nice.
That was awesome.
Nice.
Where do we start?
I don't remember how this thing even went, dude. I don't remember how...
Well, usually we had like a segment, like, well, since it's Halloween time, our favorite scary movie.
Ooh.
I think we've done that before.
Probably. Should we say that till we actually record closer to Halloween?
This is really close to Halloween. Halloween's 2 weeks away.
And we're not going to record before Halloween again?
If you want to, we can.
Well, I was hoping so we could.
Oh, then let's pass.
I've just...
November 15th, the PlayStation 4 comes out.
It does, right? It does. Oh my god, there's so much going on.
I'm
going
to name this episode Remember the 15th of November.
Ooh, way to get a Vendetta code out there, dude. It's not often you get those in every day.
Yeah, it's really not.
It's not.
They're kind of tough.
Except for, like, the 15th of November. Like.
Yeah.
Is it the 15th or 14th?
I think it's 15th.
Is it?
It's, like, the week after we go to BlizzCon, so...
Nice.
Way to destroy my wallet, Sony.
Oh, man. I love you, Sony. I love you.
It's,
dude,
yeah,
I gotta get that changed.
I want to say it's the 15th. It's on a Friday.
I gotta get the address for my Amazon order changed to this one, because I haven't sent to the old one.
Oh, that'll be super easy.
Yeah? Yeah, you don't think they'll matter?
Oh, yeah. You can just go into your order and, like...
Change the
shipping choose
address.
Change shipping address, yeah. So, anyways.
Nice. Nice.
PlayStation 4 will be awesome, and they gave a definite one-up fuck to Microsoft for releasing it a week earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they said they were going to announce it, I was like, they're going to do it a week earlier. They totally did.
Yep. It was,
good on you, PlayStation.
Hey, man. I think it's a... For this type of like shopping season that's about to be coming up, you got to be out first right now.
Oh yeah,
you got to be out first right now. We don't have that big difference in like optical discs like we did for 360 and PlayStation 3 anymore.
Yeah,
like HD DVD drives. Like there's no, it's a pretty even playing field right now.
And continue where you stopped.
So like I said, pretty even playing fields. Everybody's going to be Blu-ray running. Everybody's got their live streaming, cloud saves, cloud data transfers. It's a digital age coming up, man. So right now, I think the biggest thing that we're going to be looking for is like upgradable, like systems that are going to be upgrading here soon. So,
Why are we not talking about Steam Machine?
Steam Machine looks pretty sick, dude.
I think the game companies should be a little worried right now. They should be. The Microsoft and Sony should be shaking a little bit.
Yeah, because Sony's already said, like, we're going to be keeping a very close eye on that. We're not really worried about it this generation, but it's something that is very future-proof.
Yeah, and but if it can do what people do with PC gaming right now, if it can do it on a TV, why buy a console?
Yeah, it's going to be nuts, man. It's going to...
Did you enter the beta?
No.
You can enter like a contest. You have to like add some Steam friends. I did it, but they're only choosing like 300 people.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that.
So. I'm still waiting to get into Hearthstone.
Didn't even bother.
That's what BlizzCon's going to do for us.
Hearthstone?
Get us into Hearthstone.
Give us Hearthstone.
They're going to have to. They've already been sending them out.
Yeah, they have. I would love to get one. I think that'd be awesome.
Actually. Yeah.
Hearthstone would be cool to play. I listen to all those podcasts of like BlizzCon guys, and they're all playing Hearthstone.
I know.
I just want to punch
this week in Blizz.
RIP. CCR has been doing it.
Oh, have they? Did they get keys?
They got one of the main guy, Pat Crane's got it. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This week in Blizz, RIP. It's going down.
Well, no, they're called A Move Radio now. Because they were doing This Week in Blizz, but then they had the Starcast too.
Gotcha.
And then people were giving them too much shit if they ever kind of went off topic with the game. So they were like, all right, so we're A Move Radio now, and it's essentially the same thing, but now they can talk about whatever the fuck they want.
Gotcha.
So it's still good. I dig it. That's
lame. They should be able to do whatever they want anyways. It's their show. So
yeah, you know.
But way to rebrand.
But one of those guys got a Hearthstone key and they've been playing it.
Nice.
I've watched some people stream it on Twitch. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It looks fucking cool.
I'm excited for it.
You would love it.
I probably will. I'm a Blizzard whore, so. That's what I do best. Alright, man. So, way to get us back in action here, Kenny. I appreciate it, man. I'm glad we're here. I'm glad we're doing this beautiful little thing.
I'm a busy guy, and we're just sitting here with our hands on our cheeks, staring at
each other.
Oh,
shit.
So, what's up,
man? I'm busy, man. I go to work. I get up at 4:30.
And now you're planning for a wedding in January.
Yeah, see? So, way to make it really busy, life. Oh, that's cute, man. Dude, that is the best save the day ever. The
magnets like that, I dig it.
That's Heather being crafty.
It's a legit one, dude. Yeah. Throw it on the fridge, man.
Yeah. She printed onto the magnets.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a legit
It saves so much money than, like...
It's a legit move.
She's all into being crafty and finding things that are cheap.
Yeah. It's a legit move. Like, because recently I've been having a lot of friends getting married and baby showers or whatever the hell they're inviting me to. And they send me these save the date things, and I always lose them. I'm always like, shit, I didn't save the date like you told me to.
With a magnet, you just slot that shit on the fridge.
I actually just kept it right here on the top of the dresser, and, you know, it'll be here.
By the time I get home from work, it's almost 5 o'clock. I've been up since 4:30. I eat, I do homework, and then I try to get in one match of StarCraft, and then I fall asleep.
So you're basically like a big baby without StarCraft.
Yeah.
You just eat. Poop and work.
It makes me really sad.
It's a being an adult.
Being an adult's no fun.
Being an adult fucking blows.
Being in work means and shit's no fun.
Oh, it's all good though. That's all we're here to do though. We're not here to drown our sorrows and have a pity party.
Yeah, we are.
We're here to talk about beautiful things.
Yeah.
So what's on the docket, brother? What are we going into?
Well, are we going to do movies first, games first, or shows first?
Let's do the shows, dude. Let's do some shows.
This doesn't count as a show, but I've been watching it. Attack on Titan.
Oh, it's beautiful. Why is that not talking about a show? It's a great show.
My favorite thing ever.
It's beautiful.
Now, like, I love it. Whenever I'm at home and I'm just like, okay, I don't want to watch a movie. I just want to lay on the couch and just watch something. I'm like, Smart TV. Okay. Because I got Crunchyroll just to watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking love it, dude.
It's the best.
It's so good.
I told you.
I think I'm on episode 16 or 17.
Okay, so you're a little behind on it right now.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm trying to catch up.
Episodes. Not too far.
Mikasa is like the coolest person ever.
Mikasa is the shit. That scarf just swaying in the wind. I told you, how awesome is 3D maneuvering gear?
Oh. I want it in my life so bad.
So bad.
So bad.
Oh, man, that fast travel is like...
I mean, it's so epic, and I love the art style and stuff, too. Yeah. It's done really well.
Yeah, the production value on that show is on another level.
Oh, yeah.
How creepy are the Titans? Like, how creepy...
Oh, terrifying.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Creepy. Oh. Oh, so dead.
Anyways, yeah, what were we talking about?
Well, so what I was saying, Attack on Titan, man, just how those guys are just super creepy. I was about to say Edward Elric from freaking... Full Metal Alchemist, but that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about Eren Yeager from Attack on Titan.
He gets mad.
Dude, I think it's just a crazy premise that they've genetically mutated a kid, basically, to turn into those things.
Yeah, I'm still lost on the story, but I really dig it.
Yeah, I think it's nuts, man. I just want to see what's in the goddamn basement. Just show me what's in the goddamn basement.
They still didn't get to the basement?
No. Oh,
thanks for ruining it for me.
No, I don't know when they ever get to it. I've talked to a couple of friends that actually read the mangas, and they're like, no, we still have never seen what the hell's in that basement. So it's going to be a while. That's all I'm saying. So buckle in for the long haul.
So Sons of Anarchy has started, but Matt's a little behind.
Yeah, I'm like an episode behind.
And that's fine, because honestly, Sons of Anarchy is really boring me.
They're having so much to do with Terra and her little weird story right now.
It's too much of like a loop-de-loop fucking drama.
It's turned into Days of Our Lives with Harley Davidson.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm waiting for Jax's evil twin to show the fuck up, dude.
I just want it to be all Nero all the time.
Nero's a shit, dude. Yeah. Edward, yeah, he's... Oh, God.
No one else, just him.
Nero's awesome. I'm still waiting for Jax's evil twin to show up, though, since we're getting so, like, drama-y. Someone's gonna need a coma by the end of the season, dude. That's what I'm saying.
The fucking prospects died, though. That was sad.
The prospect died in the first season. Prospects are always dying.
No, the two guys.
Yeah.
Just recently.
I didn't watch that one.
Oh, sorry.
Well, spoilers for everybody. Hey. Hopefully you're all caught up.
The first episode of Walking Dead was last night. Matt watched some of it.
Yeah, I got into a little bit of just some of the, like, showing the
Did you see the part where they're in the grocery store?
Oh, man. I was so in and out of the episode last night.
Those special effects were fucking horrible.
Were they bad?
Watch it and see.
All right. I definitely will.
Like, I was talking to Aaron, and he's like, they're fucking bad. They're really bad. For the amount of money that show gets, put in some better CGI.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man. Yeah.
Well, that's the problem, I think. Like, that was a great thing about this show forever, is it kept away from the CGI. It went with old school horror makeup, latex stuff. And they've recently been going to CGI in some of the episodes. I think it's the dumb move to make.
It just looks shitty, too.
It's a little bit more cost-effective, yeah. But here's the thing, is you're at a point now where that show's going to make you hand over fist. Stop trying to pinch the pennies make more. Like,
I went to Hollywood Horror Nights that I'll talk about. Trust me.
Yeah, stop it.
People are all over that show.
It's awesome, man. So good.
So, spoiler alert.
Wah, wah, wah.
We'll talk about the Breaking Bad finale.
Ooh, good call.
Which I don't want to talk about because it makes me sad.
I loved it.
No, I don't want the show to end. That's why I'm sad.
It's over.
It's over,
Kenny.
It's over.
It's over.
It is
gone.
Over.
It's gone. I know you're waiting for them to still announce. What do you think about Better Call Saul, the shoot-off coming?
I love Saul.
I love
He's like
Saul.
My favorite character in the
Bob
show.
Bob Odenkirk is like the man.
I loved it when he was like, hey, don't drink and drive, but if you do, call Saul.
But if you do, call Saul.
I love that character, but I don't know how a prequel's going to work.
And so that's what they're going to do as a prequel.
It's supposed
to
be a preface to Breaking Bad.
I think it could work, though.
But I think that I'll lose a lot of the tension behind it because of that, because I know he's going to live.
Saul?
Yeah.
Why would there be tension about him dying? I think it should be like... Hopefully it's more of a comedy than a, like, drama.
I think they should try to make it a sequel.
Nah, man. I think they should make it a prequel, like, kind of comedy. Almost like a campy
style. They said it's supposed to be, like, him coming up to where he was at. Like him starting, like leaving school. Yeah. And slowly coming up.
So, like, getting his hands dirty with different drug dealers and shit and dealing with them. That'll be fun. I think that'll be a great show.
But the... God, it was a good... Like, they... That first episode of this last season, like, I was like, damn. They're, like, just going into it. My favorite scene was when he walks in the garage with Hank.
Oh, yeah.
Goes, I found this under my car.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit.
It's like, you better lay off. Back off.
It was so good.
It was excellent. Yeah, they did a great job. I think Breaking Bad, it ended at the perfect point. We didn't let it get crazy and stupid.
The ending was great, but I wish he would have blown up the lab. When he was walking around looking at stuff, I was like, open all the valves, light a match, come on. Like,
nah, I was completely fine with how it ended. I loved it. I loved every second of it. I think it's just how it kind of got. It kind of went on his terms, you know. I liked it.
I love how he just went out like a fucking badass.
Went out with like a G.
Yeah, when I saw him playing with the garage door opener, I was like, no way.
That was so good. Yeah, oh, the car door.
Like, and the cinematography in that show is still just out of this world.
Yeah, production value was great on
Total
it.
Total tearjerker, too.
I love the guy on the... I just love how these guys had $10 million to themselves, right? And, right, about $10 million was
what it
was? Who? The Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
And the only thing they bought for themselves was a massage chair.
Yeah. Dude, that's the best part about that. At the end, when everyone's
the dead body's just moving. That's so good.
No, a total tearjerker, though, when he goes up to the cabin... And the ring's falling off his finger because he's losing so much weight.
And then the
guy comes and he's like, I'll give you $10,000 if you stay an extra hour.
Yeah. So I know you're not a huge college football fan, but I saw one of the best tweets ever. They were talking about giving Walter White time alone in a cabin is like giving Nick Saban a month to prepare for the BCS championship game. Basically, a genius having way too much time on his hands to create something amazing. And for all your college football fans out there, you're done. You can stop laughing now because that was an awesome joke. Kenny gave me the blankest stare because I knew he wasn't a college fan. He had no idea who Nick Saban was. So,
well, you could say Peyton Manning, same thing.
Not really.
Peyton Manning's a fucking beast this year.
Yeah, he's a beast, but it's not the same kind of a joke. Because Peyton, with a month off, he's not going to be the same guy out there throwing the ball. Now, when he becomes a coach, it'll be a better joke.
Oh, wait, no. My favorite part of this whole season was when he visits the couple in the house.
What? Oh, yeah.
And then he goes this.
The black family.
Oh, it's so good.
So, I've been taking Blast to the Past with old TV shows like Seinfeld and Friends and things like that. The wife of the Professor Black, the Gray Industries lady, she's the lesbian in Friends that's like Ross's ex-wife's lover or whatever. She's in Friends.
Huh.
So it was like a, oh shit, 30 years later, here you are.
I loved when I saw them get into the car. I was like, yes, they're back. Just one less.
That was, oh yes, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Badger. And what's his name? That was awesome. Yeah. One last hurrah for those guys.
Yeah, excellent. Exactly.
Loved every second of that.
Hope that doesn't sound like too much shit.
Probably won't. It's an experiment today, guys.
Just to let everyone know, we got a mic sitting on a bed right now, and that's it. We don't have separate mics.
The only way this could be any better is if me and Kenny had two twisty straws right now and we're sucking out of the mic. So it's the only way this scene could be more romantic. You want me to light a candle, Kenny? No.
Alright. We're gonna go into movies.
Movies.
I saw Gravity.
The silver screen.
Did you see Gravity?
Not yet.
If you're gonna see Gravity, see it in IMAX 3D.
I can't watch 3D.
Well, you fucking man up and do it. It is... It's like something I've never seen.
Really?
It is really good.
Yeah?
And you wouldn't think. You like, fucking Sandra Bullock and George Clooney in space. It's a fucking rom-com about asteroids. Yeah. But it's not.
Asteroids, the rom-com.
Excuse me. It's really good.
Ah, man. I don't know.
The opening scene in that movie alone deserves Academy Awards, whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is this going to be like that movie that like just hogs all the awards this year?
It's probably got some good potential.
It and The Hobbit are just sweeping the awards?
No, there's probably going to be some other like really corny artsy fart movie that'll do really good too.
Mm-hmm. You're probably right on that.
It was nothing short of amazing. It was really good.
I'll have to check it out.
And pretty much, you know, George Clooney's in it for a little bit, but it's pretty much Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
And she hits the nail on the head every way. The special effects.
Captain Harris or whatever.
I wanted to go see it too. Captain Phillips.
Phillips. Yeah, that's it.
The special effects are perfect. It actually makes you feel like you're in space.
Nice.
You actually freak out when someone like you've seen it in the trailer, so she's just kind of floating.
Yeah.
Like, I actually freaked out. Like, I was like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, you know? Because it does such a good job of making you feel like you're sitting next to her in a spacesuit and you're fucking flying through space.
So the immersion on point, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. And, I like it.
The 3D is out of this world, especially when there's satellite parts flying at the screen, but it's done in a way that doesn't make it corny.
Well, because it's done with the right cameras and stuff like that. It wasn't done in post.
But it's done in the right atmosphere too.
Yeah, that's
true.
You know,
when do things fly around in space? There's that's definitely true. A really big Stanley Kubrick reference at one point.
Yeah.
That some of them people will pick up on if they've seen Space Odyssey.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. But it was amazing. It was very... That opening scene alone. Never did I think that silence could make such a good scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a couple of... I would like to give you some examples, but there's a couple of, like, silent moments.
Like, at the opening of the movie, it says some shit about space.
Yeah.
And it says, but in space, nothing carries sound.
Yeah.
And then just goes, like... And it just shows the Earth, and it shows someone floating in a spacesuit. And it's, like, 5 minutes long. And the whole theater is just, like...
So it totally pulls you in.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
It was insane. It was done so well.
Damn it! I'm going to have to go watch Gravity. Yeah,
me and Aaron are freaking out. We loved it.
Going to have to go watch Gravity.
So next, Riddick.
Oh, my gosh. This was awful. Hey,
speaking of awful movies, did you hear what bombed?
What?
Machete Kills.
Did it really?
Yeah, it's like the number 4 worst bomb of all time.
No.
Yeah.
Like... financially or just in general the worst movie ever kind of thing?
No, I think financially.
Well, financially that makes sense. Machete wasn't gonna make money in the theater. Machete's gonna be the movie that makes money on Netflix and in the rentals, you know, stuff like that. It's not gonna do anything in the theaters.
Anyways, about Riddick.
So yeah, like I said, legendarily awful. I mean, it was...
It doesn't get much worse than that.
Oh, man, it was bad. Like, and I, for some reason, I was like, you know what? It's going to be good bad, though. And I kept watching it, and it never got good bad.
It was just bad.
It just was bad. It was...
At Comic-Con, it looked pretty rad.
It did, right? It did. That's why I went for it, right? That's why I went for it. But, so the first scenes, he, like, you know, he's like... He gets trapped on this planet, and he's, like, stuck in the wilderness, because he's, like, trying to get his edge back. Gotta get my edge back.
Oh, God.
I got soft, because I got civilized. Was, like, his whole thing, right? And so there's a part where he's, like, there's these, like, little, like, scorpion-style, like, things on the planet that are, like, the main, like, monsters. And they're pretty badass. Like, they're pretty badass. But... So he, like, kills one, and then he, like, steals a puppy wolf thing from, like, that's on the planet, and he, like, injects it with poisons to, like, test it out. Like, it's like an awful... It's like they almost wanted to... They tried to do, like, Rambo meets Riddick at one point, where he's, like, in the wilderness trying to survive kind of shit, and it just completely failed. It completely failed.
That sucks. It looked really cool at Comic-Con.
And there was such cool concepts, like, but it just was so over-the-top cheesy. Like, and it was... I wish it was good cheesy. Yeah. I really do.
But it just wasn't at all. It just wasn't at all. I mean, there's just nothing else I can really say. I mean, I wish I could give better examples of just bad, like, but it just...
It was just that bad.
It was cheesy, man. It was awfully cheesy, too. Not good. Not good cheesy.
Rush?
Rush. Ooh. Okay, so... This was like... Remember the Titans sports movie good.
Yes.
It was great. It was a great
man. That part, remember the movie. Titans when they're singing.
Yeah. There you go. There's a scene in Rush that probably best describes the whole movie in one scene.
Wow.
Where the one of the guys, one of the racers, gosh, I wish I could remember who the what the characters' names were. It's like James Hunt and this like German. Racer, or you know, this F1 racer. So this is the F1 movie that Ron Howard did, and I wish I could remember. Anyways, the one racer from Germany, he finally gets married at one point, and the whole movie it's James Hunt, the English racer who's played by Chris Hemsworth, Thor, and this other German Austrian racer, and the whole movie they're always going after each other, and they're going like breaking the limits, like they're wrecking their cars for each other, like they're doing everything they can to beat the other person. Their lives do not matter. And at one point in the movie, he has a saying about, "Now I have something to lose," and it completely changes the whole flick.
Huh?
And it turns it all around, and it's such an awesome performance by both actors, everyone in the film, and it's like a good rivalry flick. Like it's a really good rivalry movie. So, if you're a sports fan, if you're a racing fan, if you like those just really good racing scenes in general, awesome movie to be a part of. Really good rivalry movie. I mean, they're like, their hands are getting cut up and bloody. Obviously, this is based on a true story where the one racer actually goes up in a ball of flame for like 5 minutes, gets burned alive, basically.
Yes.
And it's a brutal, brutal scene.
Yeah.
It really is. And it's just awesome. Really good movie.
It's so awesome watching him burn alive. Great Gatsby. Don't spoil it because I'm going to watch it probably tomorrow night.
Niki Lauda is the other racer in Rush. That's right.
Lauda.
Niki Lauda. He's such a dick and it's awesome how funny he is in that. How bad. Gatsby. Let's see if I can get this in 5 words or less.
This movie really fucking sucks.
Moulin Rouge with worse music. Well, I mean... the whole idea behind, you know, Gatsby was, you know, jazz music.
Yeah.
You know, that was, like, free for these guys. And, you know, they had something to release themselves in out of, in the stuffy world that they lived in. Yeah, they ruined it with New Age music. They put parts from Jay-Z songs in there and all this horrible, like, rap glory songs and shit in this movie, and they have no place in this movie.
So, is this just background songs, or are they songs they're singing to?
Songs they're dancing to, songs they're racing to.
Wait. So, is the song playing within the movie itself?
Yes.
Or is it playing as part of the soundtrack?
Is within the movie.
What?
Yeah, it's bad. It's so out of place. It really
is. That doesn't make sense that they put new songs within that movie world.
Exactly.
So, like, they hit play and, like, Jay-Z starts playing.
Yeah, they, like, put a radio on at one point. And they're, like, all dancing, having a good time. Like, them and some other girls, like, some floozies and shit like that. And it's, like, a Jay-Z song on the radio.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's bad.
No bueno.
But Leo was good, right?
Leo rocked it, as always.
Yeah.
Yeah, always rocked it. Toby wasn't horrible. The better one was the guy, the other guy that was in, like, Warrior and stuff like that. That actor. He was awesome. Yeah, he's, like, the... I guess you could kind of say he's the bad guy. He's just the dude that has Leo's girl at the time. But he's awesome in it. He's badass.
I saw Two Guns.
Yeah, how was that?
I loved it.
Yeah?
It's got some bad reviews, but I think the chemistry between Denzel and Mark Wahlberg...
Great actors.
It was so good.
Great actors.
Yeah, I mean, and their chemistry was perfect, you know? Like, Mark Wahlberg feels like he played himself, some dumbass kid from Jersey, you know? And Denzel's, like, the smooth badass, you know? And it was really cool watching them do these different things together.
I like
and,
it.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. I thought their chemistry was perfect, you know, because Mark Wahlberg's a fucking hothead, and he wants to fight everyone, and Denzel Washington's, like, just the smooth guy in the back who always has a plan, you know.
That sounds like both of those guys in real life, though.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. I can see that. I could see Wahlberg being the douchey kid that wants to fight, and Denzel just being a smooth-talking black guy.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies.
Prisoners. What the hell is that?
Oh, Prisoners. Okay, so this is the new movie with Hugh Jackman. Why do I blank on his name now? Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Terrence Howard. So, this movie was Hugh Jackman and Terrence Howard's girls get kidnapped by that creepy kid from There Will Be Blood.
Oh, the preacher?
Yeah, the preacher.
Oh, man.
And he's a super creep in this movie. Like, he doesn't really speak, and he's kind of retarded. And he's super creepy in, like, an RV, like, rape van kind of thing.
Oh,
he
God.
Kidnaps these little girls. And the thing is, though, is as the movie progresses, it turns out he didn't kidnap them. And they had to find out who did. But Hugh Jackman takes him prisoner and literally beats him to death almost to find out where his girls are and what happened to them.
Huh.
And Jackman doesn't know that he didn't take them.
You know you're spoiling the movie right now.
No, it's all in the trailers right here. And this is all trailer stuff.
Okay.
And so here's the thing is, like, now you're like, well, I've kind of seen the whole movie. Thanks, man. I don't really need to watch it. There's so much more other things going on in that movie. And I kind of read some, like, previews on it and stuff like that. And the whole movie, I was sitting there trying to find out where the deeper plot was. And it took me till about maybe 25 minutes left in the movie to go, aha, I got it. And it was great. It ended amazingly. Everyone was super on top of the acting point. And there are moments in this movie, Kenny, where I am super happy I don't have children. Because myself into those types of moments to think about what I would have done in those situations, I don't want to go to those places.
Yeah, you'll never see a more evil inside of a person until you mess with their kid.
Yeah.
You'll just see things you never...
And it's insane how all the actors, how their lives crumble or are built anew by the situations they're put in to try to solve their problems. Like, and it's amazing. It's so good.
Were the Millers?
Rom-com, you know, not horrible, not awful, not great.
But Jennifer Aniston strips in it, right?
But she doesn't get naked.
Oh.
She's like one of those bad strippers that don't get naked. It's like
she's one of the bad strippers.
You know, because there's a strip clubs where they always have the two dances, and they first come out with all their clothes on, and then second song they take the tops off.
I don't know
or whatever,
what you're
right?
talking about, but
okay. I forgot, Heather. Hopefully you're not listening.
So. No, we went to the Hustle on Matt's birthday once. We could do a whole podcast on that night.
Aniston basically never got to the second song in the whole movie, so never got to see any kids. Uh-oh. But she's super hot in it.
One time, me and Matt ended up at a strip club, and we got a car of random people to give us a ride to another part of town.
We also got thrown out of a strip club because I was bleeding all over the place.
Yeah, that too. We've had two experiences like that.
And two awesome.
No, that first one was your birthday, though. That was fun.
Yeah, that one was amazing. But yeah, We're the Millers. I mean, it wasn't awful, but if there's another romantic comedy out there you want to go see, I suggest seeing it.
Despicable Me too.
Ooh,
I'm just putting you through the gauntlet right now.
Yeah, I do. I've watched a lot of movies since in our hiatus. Like I said, I've had a lot of time on my hands not doing an hour podcast every week or so.
Oh.
So, Despicable Me 2. I liked the idea of it, and I loved
I love the first one.
The bad guy in this one, I think, is on almost the same level as Jason Segel in the first one, his character, that creepy little guy.
Oh, okay.
The one cool thing I liked about it was he's like a luchador, like a lucha libre. Like
lucha libre.
He's hilarious, and I love that character in it. Other than that, I think like the one cool thing about the first one is you love the girls so much.
Oh, they're so adorable.
They're so adorable, right? not as adorable. You don't get that kind of that same feeling. It's a good, it's a fun movie. If you have kids, you have little cousins, nieces that like the first one, they'll love the second one because the minions are all over the place and they're hilarious as always. So. Yeah.
The Wolverine.
The Wolverine was awesome. Goes to Japan, loses his ability to heal for a little while. Great twist, and to actually find out what was going on, what happens. There's some awesome moments in that movie. Like, just some really awesome action scenes. But it was, like, a good samurai movie. Like, it was like...
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it was kind of like
was a good... Was it kind of like an homage?
Almost. It almost was. It just... It had a good samurai vibe to it. Where this guy who's so powerful has to relearn everything he's basically done this whole time to still survive.
Yeah.
And it's a great kind of telling of that story, that swinging of powers almost for himself. Oh. You know, inside himself. So... He kind of, you know, there's moments where he's having to get over Jean Grey even at certain points, and, you know, he does, you know, he's so reluctant to do that kind of stuff. It's awesome. I loved it. I thought it was a great movie.
Conjuring.
The what?
The Conjuring.
Oh, man. The Conjuring. This movie messed with me. This movie terrified me. I watched this one alone, by myself, in the dark. And it freaked me out.
Turn on the lights.
No. Because it would have taken it away. This movie had a little bit of everything. It had, like, exorcisms. It had poltergeist. Like, it was on another level of just... The first 5 to 10 minutes will fuck with you badly.
I won't see it then.
And I'm sorry for that F-bomb, but it is going to blow you. It is awesome how good... that movie is, and how scary that shit is. Like, I literally... clapping noises freak me out.
Oh, that's a movie where it goes...
Yes.
Oh, fuck that.
It is nuts. Yeah. Like, it's... The first part of it is, like, two girls and a doll. And it is fucking terrifying.
Never watch
it. It is so good. Like, it freaks me out thinking about it.
Well, those are our movies. We're going to go to our game section, but I just want to talk about that I went to Hollywood Horror Nights again.
Okay. It was horrible amazing. As ever, right? No. I hate those things.
Dude.
They're dumb. They're dumb.
Is it just because you're a pussy?
No, they're dumb. You're the only one who watched The Conjuring.
Dude, it's really fun. You would love it. I'm going to force you to come with me next year.
No, I hate those things.
Dude, they had an Evil Dead maze.
I'm sorry, I don't want to hang around watching 16-year-olds make out and fucking dry hump each other throughout the park.
I got VIP pass, homie.
Oh, I got VIP passes, homie.
Anyways, the VIP pass got you front line as many times as you want on every maze, every ride.
No one cares about that. But how much actually did you have to pay for a VIP pass?
It's like an extra $100.
Yeah, no, that's a waste of money.
No, it was so worth it.
There's nothing worth that amount of money.
Dude, it's totally worth it. Yeah. Anyways, shut up, let me talk. The Walking Dead Zone was rad. They took their whole New York City back lot and changed the whole thing. You got to walk through Woodbury. You got to walk through the prison and shit. Well, Woodbury's not the prison, but...
Yeah, get you. We got it.
You got to do, like, a VIP, like, a tour of the back lot at night. Like, through, like, the old Mexican cities and stuff. And that was pretty trippy. And then, the Evil Dead maze was, I watched the movie that same day.
Yeah.
The movie fucking ruled.
Right?
So awesome. I told you
it was good, dude.
I didn't want to do it, and then Aaron's like, dude, it's not scary. It's just fucking gory.
Yeah, it's just gory. It's great.
Oh, it was so good. So then, in the maze, like, you walk in, and then there's, like, the trees or whatever, and then there's a person, like, stuck in the trees, like, screaming.
Nice.
And then you go and you're, like, outside the house. And you go to walk in it, and right when you walk in, there's, like, the guy at the table reading that book.
The Necronomicon?
Yeah. And all over the walls are, like, it just looks like a wall. Yeah. And then, like, light flashes, and it has, like, writing on them.
Nice.
And then there's a door right there, and, like, at certain points, like, someone would come out, like, the girl.
Yeah.
And she would scream, "You're all gonna die tonight," and then slam the door.
"You're all gonna die."
It was pretty awesome. And then there was a part, too. Matt's doing the tongue face right now. There was a part where she had the razor blade and was walking around cutting her tongue.
No. Yeah. That's brutal. That gives me chills thinking about it.
It was pretty. There was a lot of really cool things. And then at the very end, there was like misters with a bunch of red lights. Looked like it was raining blood.
And
there was the girl with a chainsaw shoving it in this thing's like mouth over and over and screaming.
Nice.
Super awesome. And then there was the Insidious maze that I went on once and would never go on again. Never.
I heard Insidious was a scary-ass movie.
Aaron went through it a second time because he fucking loved it. I was like, I'm going to have a smoke. You have fun, dude. You go ahead. I would not do it. It was fucking terrifying.
I
want to
watch that movie. I heard that movie's terrifying.
Last year was really bad for me. I fucking lost my shit. This year, it wasn't as bad. The Walking Dead maze was just fun. Nice. It wasn't scary.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course not.
Oh, they did a Black Sabbath maze.
Okay.
All in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so awesome.
Really?
It was like probably... I had to argue that it might have been the best maze there.
No way.
Yeah, it was so... Every room you went into was themed after a different Black Sabbath song.
That's cool.
Like, you go into one room and Paranoid's playing, and it's a guy, like, chopping a girl up, and then... You go into another area, and it's like a war reenactment, and War Pigs is playing. It was really cool, dude.
That's pretty cool.
The Walking Dead maze was just cool. It was cool to, like, go through the prison, and then you're going underneath the prison. Like, you go through the laundry room, and the phone's ringing. And it just keeps ringing and ringing. And that was kind of cool. And then Evil Dead was awesome, and Insidious, fuck that.
What's so creepy about that for you?
There's one part where you have to walk through this room, and there's these people standing around with, like, masks on their face. But you don't know which one's real, which one isn't.
Okay.
So you're walking through all these people, and just like this. And then, like, they'll slowly move and, like, look at you.
Nice.
And then just, like, stop. Like, it's fucking terrifying.
How's that terrifying?
Fuck that shit, man. Oh, this should have been my nerdgasm. Evil Dead maze, I got puked on.
Oh, that's nasty.
No, like, fake you.
It doesn't matter.
Those
are your clothes.
No, you're walking up, and,
is it just like water?
You know in the Evil Dead when the girl's on top of the girl? Blood. Yeah. So that's happening, right? And she's, like, fighting with her, and then Aaron walked around the corner, and I was looking at it, and the girl grabbed the thing's head and went like this, and a bunch of water sprayed all over me, and there were red lights, so it was blood.
Nice.
It was pretty awesome. Yeah, you can't hate on that.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
The VIP experience was tight, though. We had all-you-can-eat buffet all night.
What kind of buffet?
Oh, man, it was good food. All sorts of shit. Sushi and you name it, they had it.
Really?
We got two beers with it, too. We got valet parking.
Okay.
It was pretty tight, dude.
Nice.
And getting to go, if you, word to the wise, if I know it probably wouldn't happen, if anyone here goes to Hollywood Horror Nights, do not buy a general ticket. You need to buy a front-of-the-line pass. You're stupid if you do buy a general ticket. If you're going to buy a general ticket, just don't go. Because each one of those mazes, you know, they're hour and a half, 2 hour waits.
Oh, hell no.
And there's five mazes.
No way.
So you're going to go and you're going to maybe go on three of them.
Nah.
And then you're going to leave.
That's what? I don't deal well with
lines. It's only from like 7 to 2.
No, I can't do that stuff.
But
man.
Since we had those passes, they have separate lines and you just walk up, whoop, and you just walk right in.
Yeah.
It's pretty rad. Everyone stands there. Oh, just... Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Not at all, sir.
Don't hate. Hey. I'm going to make you go with me last night. If you went with me and Aaron, you'd have so much fucking fun.
Nope.
Yeah, you would. You'd be like a little girl.
I hate every second of it.
Games.
Oh, no comics this week, by the way. I have not read a comic book in a month.
Wow.
Well, I have, but nothing really to report on, so... I will have a... Next episode, I'll have a Walking Dead catch-up, so...
World of Warcraft. Matt's been playing it.
Yeah. So...
Get a life.
World of Warcraft 5.4 is out. The Siege of Orgrimmar.
How is that?
I'm only been to one of the raids on LFR.
Uh-huh.
And it was alright. I mean, I didn't really see...
What gear level do you need for that, though?
496? 502, somewhere like that.
Oh, I qualified for that.
No, you aren't.
How do you know that?
Because I was at 494 with my shaman, and you were nowhere near as good as my shaman.
Yeah, dude, my gear level was 496. I'm serious.
All right, well, you
remember,
didn't
you stopped that. Playing for like 2 months.
Yeah, I stopped playing for a little longer than that, even. Yeah, so you can get into them. Siege of Orgrimmar is great, man. It's a blast. And even if you're not 496, you can go to a little place that I like to call Welfare Island,
or the Timeless Isle, as everyone might know it.
Oh, okay.
And basically what you do is you're doing daily quests on the Isle, you're killing rares on the Isle, and random loot will drop. Relics, backs, hands, wrists, and what it is basically it's 496 gear, drops the whole island. Only 496 pieces.
So and you can reactivate just to go there and get geared up.
And what's cool is you can go in with your warrior, and whatever spec you're in,
you get to choose.
What it is is you click on the item, you like right click on it, and whatever you're speccing, it turns into that spec of item.
No way.
So if you're in your tanking spec, it'll automatically give you the tanking gear. If you go to like Fury, you can up your alt specs. It's super fast.
Dang. That's very cool.
It's nuts.
Too bad there's going to be an expansion out in like 5 months, and then all that's going to be useless.
Yep.
That's the only reason they released that. They're like, alright, we're going to make you guys stay around for 3 more months of subscription.
Yeah. And new expansion.
So what are they going to announce at BlizzCon?
It's going to be Warriors of the Storm or something like that.
Is that like a leak?
Yeah, it was what is it called? A domain name leak from Blizzard. It's called like Warriors of the Storm or something like that.
I don't think that'll be the name.
It will be, I think.
They're saying it has to do with the Burning Legion.
Yeah, Warriors of the Storm of the Burning Legion.
Oh. Oh man, no, I'm not even gonna be excited.
Yeah. It just didn't sound that epic, you know?
Yeah.
Even like Mists of Pandaria didn't sound like epic.
But it was so good.
It was good. It was great.
The storyline
on
Mists of Pandaria is great
expansion.
Out of this
world. Great expansion. Even right now, like, did you watch all the, cinematics where, like, Garrosh Hellscream, he dies, you know, because that's kind of his thing right now, he's trying to take over the world. And they kill him off and promote, the Troll Lord as new, War Chief of the Horde.
Huh.
Yeah, so the Troll Leader becomes the War Chief.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I don't know, I still don't, there's gonna be one big thing here coming up. Whatever this next expansion is, Thrall is gonna, like, die.
That's what I heard.
Or have to take the mantle over again. Because for him just to, like, completely bow out is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what I've heard people talking about. Like, he's such a prominent figure.
Yeah.
He ain't just gonna be no bitch.
And Stormwind, Varian Wrynn sucks dick. But Jaina Proudmoore, dude, she took a big turn. She hates the Horde now.
Really?
Yeah, especially since Thrall isn't leading him. She, you know, she kind of has, like, there's no moral compass on that side. So she kind of hates him now, especially after all the stuff that Garrosh did, you know?
Oh, shit.
So it's pretty nuts, man. It was a pretty good story. I'm kind of pumped for what comes up next. As long as I can keep this lore running well, I don't give a shit what the next expansion is called.
Yeah. I'm still blown away.
It could be called Turd Burgers and Turd Paradise, and I'd still play that shit. Turd Burgers and Turd Paradise.
Oh.
Don't die, Kenny. Don't die.
Dude, I had to do like 3 hours of training, like doing training for people tomorrow.
I've been running out of class, dude.
But you don't have this right now.
That's true.
Yeah.
You only do 3 hours, I need 8.
No, I'm just doing it out of choice because these people
You know that initial help. Training thing you did? I'm running that.
And it was really hard.
Yeah, well, when you're running it, it is. When you're putting it all together.
Give me more poker chips, dude.
More poker chips. Give me more poker
chips. Needs more poker chips.
You do.
Pokemon Y.
Pokemon Y.
Hey, speaking of BlizzCon, Kenny got a ticket to BlizzCon.
About time.
He paid way too much for it.
About time.
About time. Someone could have bought the tickets right in the first place. We wouldn't be in this predicament.
Someone got too excited and clicked a little too fast on the computer. Yeah,
someone had to pay twice as much as the ticket would cost. But shout-outs to...
And guess who that someone isn't.
Shout-outs to this lady in San Diego who's selling me one, so... give a shit. I know it's too much, and I know I shouldn't spend money on it, but I worked too hard, and I've been looking forward to this for 2 years, so...
Seriously, two years.
No shits.
2 years.
We are less than a month away.
2 years!
So I'm going to pick you up at, like, 6 in the morning.
So is the Friday preview day or the first day?
Friday's the first day.
Get that day off.
If you can't go that day, I'm gonna go solo.
You'll have to.
Yeah.
the thing is, I cannot miss that opening announcement. They're going to have something big for that opening.
Well, we missed the opening announcement. Well, we were there for it, but we were like behind a bunch of people, not in the hall. But
we still saw everything in the hall. Yeah. In the hall, we saw it on the TVs. We saw them announce Mr. Pandaria.
Well, supposedly, the person that I'm about to take it from, they might be going out Thursday night to pick up their badge. So I told them, if they go out that night, I'll meet them out there. They're in San Diego. I said I can meet you guys halfway back, because I work in Hemet, you know?
Yeah.
But, hell, I was thinking about getting if they go out there that night, I was thinking about getting a fucking $40 hotel room for the night out there.
Yeah, seriously.
That's what I did for MLG. I stayed in the shittiest little hotel room ever. But all I did was come back and sleep, and then go back to MLG the next day.
See, that's awesome, though. All I know is, every night after BlizzCon, there's one thing we're going to have every single night.
Shabu-shabu. I thought you were going to say a beer. And I was like, no, shabu-shabu.
Shabu-shabu.
No, you're so tired. You're so tired after BlizzCon, you don't even want to party. You just want to eat and go to sleep.
I
want to
eat and sleep.
Especially when you're there all fucking day.
Yeah.
And then you can have beer at BlizzCon, which makes it amazing.
That's what's even better about BlizzCon, is you can drink the whole time, really.
So, Pokemon Y.
Dude, alright, so Pokemon Y.
We're doing a lot of years first, so we can actually talk about the ones that are.
So, Pokemon Y is the shit. The big thing that I like about Pokemon Y right now is, obviously, it's not like reinventing the wheel here. It's Pokemon. It's still rock, paper, scissors gameplay for battling, stuff like that. New Pokemon out. The cool thing I like about this, though, is, for a long time, I was really turned off by a lot of the Pokemon games because I couldn't get the Pokemon I wanted. You know, I want my Bulbasaur, I want my Charmander, I want my Squirtle. Those are the guys I want to choose from. Yeah. Those are my guys.
Yeah.
Those are my Pokemon.
And then you got to upgrade your Charmander.
And then you always get Bulbasaur. Come on now. Get the grass type.
Yeah, what about Charmander, though, dude?
Charmander, you can trade for a Charmander.
What is it? Charmander?
Charmeleon, and then Charizard.
Charizard is the shit,
for 100%. But in this one, so you get another three Pokemon, you get your water, your grass, or your fire type Pokemon. Pretty cool. I got like a frog, it's like a water, like dark, like ninja frog. It's pretty badass. But later on, a couple levels later, you meet the doctor, you like the professor, and he gives you a choice of Charmander, Bulbasaur, or Squirtle.
Oh, no.
So it's like, they totally, threw it back in there. Like, hey, like, not only are we going to give you your normal set of three, but we're also going to give you a second choice of three. So you can really build your team really quickly with different types of Pokemon. So it makes it nice that you're able to kind of get different types really quickly.
And this is on your 3DS?
Yeah, it's on the 3DS. It's all new 3D world.
How much does this run for right now, a 3DS?
$250.
Oh, fuck. Really?
I think it's $199. It's better than the Vita I wasted money on.
When I saw that they released the new one, I was like,
it's great.
When they released the new Pokemon, I was like, fuck, I remember playing that on the old school Game Boy on the way to the river.
Yeah.
I bought it for my friend across the street.
Did you have red or blue?
I think I had both.
Oh, did you? Yeah, I had both. Yeah. So I could trade between my two.
But they weren't mine, they were his.
Oh, okay.
But I bought it from him, then I'd leave town. He was my neighbor.
But yeah, I mean, once again, it doesn't really invent the wheel or anything, but it's a great adventure. You don't have to, like, super grind it. Like, you don't have to sit there and level one Pokemon over. They give you an experience share, so once you kill one thing, everybody gets a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It makes it easy to level up. It's not a super hardcore way to get through the game. Story's fine. Pacing's great. You get fast travel really quickly with, like, some roller skates, and then you get a bicycle, like, in the next town. So it picks up the pace. Like, it picks up the pace, which is good. You don't have those really slow starts. And you don't have to really grind through. There's always ways to get around grasses, things like that. Because the random battle system, random encounter is kind of archaic right now. And I love it. But it's archaic. Like, there's a better ways to do it.
I love it in Final Fantasy, that's it.
But even then, it still feels archaic. This is the new world.
No way, because there's that tension. You're like, oh, fuck, am I going to make... No!
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree. And this, you have to be in grass, so you don't really get that tension. You can avoid it when you want to.
Yeah.
So, but it's a great game, and I really recommend it. It's an awesome game. If you have a 3DS, go pick this up. X or Y, they'll be great.
Cool.
Rayman Legends.
Rayman Legends.
Holy shit.
What's your awesomeness level? I think you had like 7 or 8, right?
I think I'm at like 8. What do you...
Yeah, I think I'm 8, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'm on the last set of stages.
You open up that last one with like... Then you need 400 to go?
No, there's
the
like...
The Dead Man's Party one? The Dead Man's Party painting?
No, I'm not there.
Oh, yeah.
The one before that.
Yeah, I'm on that one. I'm on the one before it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just did the 20,000 leams under the sea, and then I'm hopping into the next painting next.
Yeah.
That's like my next thing to
I
do.
I love that game.
It's wonderful, man.
It's so good.
It's fun. It's entertaining. The coolest thing I love about it is it doesn't take itself seriously at all.
Oh, no. That's a... No, the coolest thing, it's so... It works for people who aren't necessarily gamers.
Yeah.
Heather loves to play that shit with me. If she sees me playing it without her, she'll get upset.
Oh, see, that's awesome.
Because she'll get on it, but then, you know, that's a good... good test of your relationship right there.
Yeah.
Especially when one of you's Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, the fuck, just
come on, it's block the green light when it's red.
It's nice, though, because she's not worried about, like, suiciding for coins,
mm-hmm.
and I'll make sure you stay alive.
There you go.
But it's great, though. It's great how it doesn't punish you if you die. I think that's one of the greatest things. You know, I keep dying, I just keep dying. It's not like, you lost life, you lost life.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, just fucking go.
One of my favorite things on there, though, is the time trials. When the aliens invade the levels.
Oh my god, I did my first one.
They're hard.
Yeah, they are.
But they're good, like, because they shorten the level up, and it's all of those.
It reminds me of Bit Trip Runner.
Oh,
kinda.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Just one of those, like, you have one shot, and I'll get it right.
Yeah, it's because you have to learn that pattern for sure, and it takes a few times. But I love it. I love the invasion stuff for the time trials in Rayman Legends.
Man, that game just doesn't end.
Have you played this soccer with Heather?
Yes.
Is that fun?
Oh my god, it was so
much fun. Really? That's cool.
It was so simple.
Nice.
It was so simple.
Yeah.
It's so simple, but it was so much fun. Because the ball is always bouncing. You have to jump and hit it at the right time in the right direction.
Yep.
It was cool.
Nice.
But the music stages on that.
Music stages are fun. I didn't like the one under the 20,000 leagues under.
Some of them suck.
Yeah.
That first one, though.
Oh, the first one was...
When it's the Black Betty?
Black Betty's awesome.
Oh, my God.
I liked the Eye of the Tiger one was really good.
Oh, yeah, that one was
really, that was really good. The orchestra one wasn't great.
And the Mexican one was good.
Yeah, that was the Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The orchestra one sucked. And then the one for the 20,000 leagues under was... Because it was the...
Yeah.
I didn't like that one either.
And it was hard, too.
Yeah. I don't know if it was hard. It wasn't fun.
But Rayman Legends is great, and especially if you own a Wii U, you need to have this game.
Step your geek up.
If you not, if you own a Wii U and you don't have this game, you shouldn't own a Wii U.
Yeah, you should.
Because this game was obviously made for that Wii U, and then they forced them to
hold off and delay. Like, that was awful. This was a major botch up on Ubisoft.
And they said, and the people who were making it said, well, you know, the best version is for the Wii U. That's the one we made it for.
I think Ubisoft really screwed Nintendo over, because this game would have sold consoles at release.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
This game would have pushed consoles, man.
Well, that's the game I've been waiting for forever. And then I go to GameStop the day it comes out, and I go to one by my work when I get off, and I'm like, hey, you got any copies of Rayman Legends? He's like, well, we got two. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, we got two this morning, and one was reserved, so that one's gone.
So you have one.
So do you have one more? And he said, well, and he like looked around, and he went and grabbed the box off the display.
Yeah.
Like my only other one, man.
Because he wanted to buy it. He wanted to buy it after a shift problem. Didn't want anybody to pick it up.
Oh, no, he said that's how many people pre-ordered the game. It was two people.
Oh, shit.
That's all they got into the store that day.
Wow.
It's two, because no one pre-ordered it. Because
no one had it with you.
Exactly. Yeah. But if this would have been...
Yeah, this would have sold the consoles, man.
Oh,
this would have sold the consoles. I just did it digitally. Nintendo has a sweet system for downloading. I mean,
yeah.
It can all be done in the background. You can play games while it's downloading. Like, it's legit.
I wouldn't buy the actual disc.
Yeah, I'm totally getting into the digital download stuff right now.
Yeah, I need to start my PlayStation. Actually, there's probably not going to be... Actually, there's one more game I do want to buy before PS4 comes out.
Puppeteer.
No. Beyond Two Souls.
Puppeteer.
Beyond Two Souls.
Puppeteer.
Nope. Kingdom Hearts.
Puppeteer!
Oh,
Kingdom Hearts is great. If you like the first Kingdom Hearts, you'll love the remix. The cool thing about the remix, though, so you play one, you play the remix, whatever, the Chain of Memories, and then the third one, the 352/7. Good job. The 356/7 is a... You don't play the game. They just do all the cutscenes and the storyline in, like, quick cinematic clips. So you get that whole story in about an hour and a half.
Huh.
And it's awesome. So you catch...
That's not a bad idea.
You catch all the major entries of the storyline besides Kingdom Hearts 2 in one game. And it's awesome. They do a great job with it. The only problem I have with it is that damn camera still sucks ass. Like, they couldn't just, like, tweak that just a little bit. I would really appreciate it. But they didn't. DuckTales Remastered, don't get it.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
Awful.
I was all excited, and then I was like, I'm going to message Matt first and see what he thinks.
It just wasn't fun. Just lacked fun.
I heard it's just archaic.
Yeah, it just lacked fun.
You know what? I went back and I touched Ni No Kuni again.
Nice, how was it?
I played it for a couple hours again.
Did you touch it in its special spot?
I knew that was going to happen the second I said that. Ni No Kuni is still an amazing
game. It's an amazing game. I still have it. I still keep it close to my heart.
You don't have your dragon yet, huh?
I
don't. Oh. Once you get the dragon, it changes that whole game for you.
Yeah.
Because you know what the dragon lets you do?
Fly.
Fly anywhere on the map. Fly over this little mountain? Okay. Oh, fuck you.
I went and got this in hopes that I would start playing it more.
Let me borrow it.
No. No, no, no.
Oh, that's your code, right? Let me see this code.
I already turned it in. It's my bookmark now. But I love the...
Dude, it's such a good game. Please put some more time into it.
I need to.
Once you get that dragon, oh, it gets so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm just ruining all these comic books.
What is a puppeteer?
I'm just ruining these comic books, Kenny. Ugh. Ouch, that sucks. I'll read to go through those. Puppeteer is probably the second best platformer out this year.
Wow.
First is obviously Rayman Legends. Puppeteer, I'd love to show it to you, and I'll have a little preview running of it here with eventually. But the cool thing about it is the art style. The art style itself is on another level. It's literally a puppet theater, and how it reacts to you, and how the screens come in, the curtains shut, it reopens. It's the voice acting is on another level of awesome. These guys right here, this is the crew.
LG?
Yeah. This crew right here, most of this crew took over, they were actually moved from, the game, what's the game that the Shadow of the Colossus
is gonna,
that crew that was supposed to be making that game moved over to Puppeteer to help out.
Something Eternal?
I don't know. Anyway, and that game is still on, by the way. I've got a lot of news there, still in action. What is that one called, Kenny? Can't remember it. Anyways. Puppeteer. Awesome, awesome, awesome on every level. The platforming is cool. Your life system's actually pretty different because it's like your head. Like, if your head pops off, you have to chase it down. You have to, like, chase your head and, like, ding-y! Like,
yes.
It's so goofy and fun. I love it. Oh, and Kingdom Hearts, by the way, or... Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning is free PlayStation Plus
memory. I know, I almost downloaded it yesterday, but I wanted to save my memory.
You should. It's awesome.
I played a little bit way back. I didn't like it.
Oh, I loved it. It was one of my favorites for sure.
Kind of a snooze fest.
Oh, but it was a great little RPG. Loved it. But Puppeteer, go step your geek up, download that shit. $49. Go get it.
You know what? Good question. Super Luigi U. Have you played it?
Ooh, I have. It's excellent.
So fucking hard.
Oh, it's a little... It's rough.
It goes like...
That's the only game I like to talk shit on.
It basically goes like, oh, you're good at Super Mario? Okay, well, start playing Super Luigi. And you're just like, he slides everywhere. He jumps all high. Like,
yeah, he's goofy Luigi, man. The great thing about Luigi U that I like, though, is to, like, post. You know how you can post stuff after you, like, achieve certain things, you get all the stars? I take super pride in Super Luigi U because that shit's hard.
Yeah.
I love talking shit in the Wiiverse. Like, I'm like, get some!
I get in trouble.
All three stars, bitches.
Like, I get in trouble when I post things like that. I told you about that, right?
You get reported or what?
I put, fuck bitches, get money, and I got a message that was like, that is inappropriate, blah, blah, blah. Bitches get money. Yeah.
What is this shit?
Puppets and shit.
Puppets, yeah.
Pikmin 3.
I haven't played it.
Oh.
Great?
It was very good. I will say, though, it was also very difficult.
Really?
It was fucking tough,
I've
man.
And see, I never played Pikmin
I really
all.
Liked it. The problem is, I don't like being pressured by time. And
oh,
that's
I
Pikmin.
Hate, yeah, I hate time.
You have 15 minutes every time you start a level. And that's it. It just stressed me out too much.
I hate time games.
So, I traded it in towards Wind Waker HD.
Nice. Perfect. How have you been playing that?
I'm at like the castle, the first big castle where like there's all the spotlights everywhere.
Okay. That's the very first one, man.
Yeah. That's where I'm at right now. And then besides that, I just haven't had as much. It does look pretty. It's super, super fucking pretty. So,
nice.
I'm so sidetracked right now.
Dude, because here's the thing.
Going on?
So, this is Puppeteer, and what they're doing right now is they're actually narrating the story right now. This is an evil witch. That little guy right here, this cat guy. So, what you do on this, so I'm going to kind of describe you guys what's kind of going on, is you control your main character, Kutaro, who's a little puppet. You'll see him get tossed up here in just a little bit. And he has an annoying fairy friend like Navi from Zelda. She's annoying as hell.
Navi wasn't annoying.
So Kutaro, your thing is you get different heads for your puppet because in the beginning of the game, your puppet head was ripped off of you and thrown in the trash. So you collect these different heads. And this is over-the-top acting. You have a blast watching this stuff. It's hilarious. It really is great. And so now, new scene. This is a tooth I pulled off of a tiger, like it's like a sunstone, and you have to like cut it off of him and stuff. So the cool thing I like about this game more than anything is you have two types of controls. You'll be controlling the little fairy or the little cat that's flying around with your right stick, and that you interact with the world, and that's how you kind of solve some puzzles,
yeah.
Little things. Your left stick controls Kutaro.
Oh, there's a game on Xbox that's only on Xbox Live right now, downloadable, that's kind of the same concept.
Yeah.
It's called Two Brothers.
Oh, yeah, Two Brothers, yeah. Kind of the same idea. So now this, so everything's 2D platforming. You can change your different heads, and they do different things. So you hit up, and it unlocks different little areas depending on where you're at. But you can control her. And you can interact with things going on in the background.
Oh, shit. That's way cool.
You have your scissors. And your scissors now, your scissors will interact with different areas in the levels depending on if you can chop them up or anything yet. So, like, this is a boss. This is a rat boss I'll be fighting soon enough, I'm sure, when they skip through that little cinematic. But now what he did is he sprayed the whole forest with a poison, and now things are reacting to you differently in the world.
Oh, cool. I like the style. Art style's really cool.
The art style's amazing. It's kind of like a little Big Planet style almost.
Yeah, that's what it
yeah.
reminds me of.
I mean, it definitely is. Well, it's basically the same engine as Little Big Planet.
Yeah,
is.
I was going to say. It's
made by the same team, Santa Monica.
Oh, it's made by that team.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me if Santa Monica made it, and I would have said, okay, it's awesome, man.
Oh, I'm done.
So yeah, that team is out of this world.
Yeah, Santa Monica.
Yeah, you can tell just by the heads on the top left. That's the same way Little Bubbles are in Little Big Planet.
Exactly.
Well, looks like one day I'll play this.
But it's a great style. And right now, for $49.99, you get no sales tax when you download it. It's an awesome buy, as far as I'm concerned.
Does it have that much length and girth to it?
Dude, I only put in 8 to 9 hours on it, and I just finished the first of 4 acts.
Shit.
Yeah, it's great. And so you can see these little things here. If I had the bullhead, I could hit it and it'd unlock an area for me.
Huh.
But so you gotta have different heads on at different times. Yeah. So it's that's kind of the challenging part sometimes.
Alright. Well,
Uh-oh. Damn it.
Wind Waker HD.
There's our puppeteer preview for you, Kitty.
Wind Waker HD, unfortunately, I have... The only thing I've done is watch the opening cinematics and cried a little bit. Cried myself to sleep a couple times.
It's pretty.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Especially once you get into that the area I'm in with, like, the guards that get to, like, get around and shit.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I played a puzzle game, so... I'm already getting frustrated, like... Nice. Because I've never played through the first one.
Yeah, so you basically did all the discovery on the islands. You got your sword, your shield, all that stuff, and now you're on, like, the pirate fortress. Perfect. Yeah, that's a great area.
See,
that's a
fun area. On the island, when I the only time I ever played it before, all I did was get my sword.
Yeah.
And go past that.
Okay.
All right. Last big game that I'm sure Matt doesn't want to talk about.
No, you put GTA 5 down, didn't you?
Damn right I did.
Of course you did.
You don't. You haven't played it, huh?
Of course not. I hate GTA.
You need to play it.
No, I hate it.
Matt.
I will have to say there's one awesome thing I saw on there, and that's the economy. And how you can how much you can control it. You can control it crazily.
Well, that's through the boss sack.
Yeah, so I went to my buddy.
Get it?
I went,
boss sack?
No.
Ball sack?
Yeah. I got you. Those stupid jokes are in every Grand Theft Auto.
Dude, this Grand Theft Auto is fucking hilarious.
It's retarded.
You haven't even played it.
I went to a buddy's house and watched him play for a few hours.
Oh, you watched someone play?
Yeah,
oh,
so. Because I don't want to play it. And so I watched what going on.
It's such a good game.
And there's only one thing I like, and the fact that he was able to control that stock market. Because for me, to make money like that is pretty awesome, I think, to have an economy in that way. So what he did was he went and blew up a bunch of cars and then went and invested in auto insurance.
Exactly. And you can, there's two coffee shops. You can rob one of the coffee shops a bunch to make the stock and the other one go up.
Yeah.
But there's a main character in it, and you start getting assassination missions, and when you go to do them, the guy that hooks you up with him goes, yeah, this guy, he's a dirty businessman, blah, 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 and this company was getting ready to go under because, you know, he had the strongest business in the market, but we need to take him out, so any investments in that other company might be wise at this point. And, like, you look at it, and it's, like, down 200%, you buy a shitload, you kill him. And then, like, 10 minutes later, you look on the stock market, and you've made, like, $100,000. You're like,
nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like I said, that's cool. Like I said, that's the only cool thing I've seen in that game.
The one, it will, without a doubt, revolutionize open-world games. There's no way it wouldn't shake your head all you want. The interaction between the three characters... It's something I've never seen pulled off. And it's done perfectly.
Okay.
You got Michael's your rich guy. Huh?
You getting picked up
on too? Yeah, I think so. It looks like it.
Okay.
Michael's the rich guy. Franklin's the thug. Well, not really. He's more of a sweetheart. And Trevor is probably the best person in a video game ever because he's completely batshit insane. Like, when you're playing and you want to switch to a character, hold the down on the D-pad, and then goes, and on, like, the bottom right corner, it has your characters. You choose which one, and it zooms out and zooms in. And as you play more, when you go to these different characters, sometimes you'll be starting a mission. Sometimes, I'm Franklin walking out of the strip club drunk. Sometimes I wake up as Trevor and I'm on train tracks with a bottle of booze passed out. You know, and the way everything works into itself in that game, it's a good game to send off this current gen of consoles. Because this was their last hurrah. This is their last hurrah when it comes to games for 360 and PS3.
Okay.
And that was GTA 4, and I'll bet you money Rockstar fucking planned it out like this.
GTA 5.
But I'll bet you money they planned it out like this, and like, we're going to release this right before the new consoles hit, and what'd they make? $1 billion in 48 hours?
Yeah, they had to. Yeah. They had to force this release out.
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't wait on this game any longer.
No, but I'm saying, I'll bet you... they had it planned out to do that in the first place.
Yeah. maybe a little too convenient. I don't think they had quite a grip on when the new systems were going to release.
The way the world is set up in Grand Theft Auto, the way everyone interacts, the way the simplest little things, the fact that I can't drive from one mission to another because I always get sidetracked, that is my one downfall. There's almost too much stuff to do. Because I'll be like, I gotta go to this mission. And then I'll be like, that's a big hill. I wonder if my little hybrid can get up it. And I'll just start going up a hill. Just because. Dude, it is such a good game. Don't look at me like that.
It's just boring. Like, those games are boring.
You haven't even tried playing it.
I've played plenty of GTAs.
Which one?
I played 3, Vice City, and San Andreas.
I've also played four on the new PS2. PS3.
I played them because they had the Russian kid and all that stuff. I hated it. Well, not kid, but the Russian guy in four.
This is a game that sends off a generation. It does it well. It is an incredible game. There's a reason this game has gotten tens across the board everywhere.
Because people are washed. They're brainwashed into thinking this game has to be great.
It's not necessarily the storyline. It's not the graphics. It's not the world. It's just these little things that add up to make it enjoyable however you so choose to play. If I want to follow the straight story, I can.
Yeah.
And if I, you know, the random events while you're driving around are fucking cool. It's something totally different and unique that games haven't done before.
Everyone does this. No. Everyone does open world. Everyone does hop in your car, go to this mission.
No one's done open world like this.
Everyone's done
something. The fact that I was driving through the mountains and there were some trucks on a hill that were all broke down with a bunch of dead people laying around them. I walked up and there was 25 grand there. I was like, sweet, I got my car. And like 10 dudes on dirt bikes come over a mountain with machine guns to try to kill me because it was a drug deal gone wrong that I just happened to drive up to. And there's all sorts of little things. Like, I was driving around earlier today and there was a guy in his boxers tied up to a light pole because he had his bachelor party the night before. And he had to take him to go get his suit. I decided not to, and he got in the car, and I drove off the road for a second. I just shot him, because I didn't feel like doing that.
Okay.
Dude, the amount of freedom that game gives you is great. And, like, the characters, they interact so well.
Those type of random events aren't anything new. It's the same stuff we've seen.
Stop playing with bullets, man.
I know. I don't know why I have that, like, right in the...
You're freaking me out.
It's the same stuff in Skyrim. Those random events.
No, it's not.
Those random events, it just turns into a quest, and you go and do the thing for it.
No.
It's what happens. It's been done 100 times.
Grand Theft Auto has revolutionized it.
They revolutionized Pepsi. Oh, my God.
Dude, the way... How...
The downside of working in the same room.
How easily everything in that game you fucking asshole. How easily... We gotta end the episode. How easily everything in that game blends together is something that I've never seen another game do, no matter what it is.
Yeah. Still not interesting.
Wait. You know, we have that bet. Now you need to play Grand Theft Auto and beat it.
Oh, that's the game you're going to call me on? Is Grand Theft Auto?
Well, no, because I'm scared you're going to enjoy it too much.
I won't.
You'll end up fucking loving it.
I'll hate it every second of it.
No, I'm not going to have you play a game that I love.
I hate Grand Theft Auto. And for me, it's like, go ahead,
you know,
play
what I
it.
Should
like,
do? I should make you 100% it.
To each their own. No, you can't. We did not say you had... I can... No. You just said I had to play and beat. I will play and beat that thing. I will blaze through that
you
sucker in 20
hours. 100% it.
Nope. We never said anything about percentage-wise.
Well, that's our episode.
Is that it?
I don't know.
We talked TV shows, and games, movies. I wish I had comic books for you guys. I just don't. I read a few Batmans, a couple of the new Justice League stuff, some Red Hood, obviously. Walking Dead got really good. Guardians of the Galaxy was actually really awesome this last few months. The Guardians of the Galaxy is great. I love that. That's a great book. I never really read it much, but man, I love me some Rocket Raccoon, dude. It's awesome.
Go Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah! It's better than Rocket GTA style.
Don't hate.
I don't hate it. I give it respect, dude. It's just, they're not for me. They're not games that are made for me.
So is that it?
I don't enjoy it.
That all we got?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's
Send
it.
Send us off.
What do I do?
How do you always send
it's
us off?
It's been so long.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
Oh, check us out on Facebook. Facebook.com/SYGU podcast. If, I don't know, I haven't logged on that thing in like a month or two.
Uh-oh.
All I do is log on and say, I'm sorry, we're not dead, guys.
I swear we're not dead, everybody.
Our email is stepgeekup@gmail.com. Matt does stepgeekup@stepgeekup on Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
That's it.
And yeah, let us know. Give us some feedback, guys. Hopefully that you guys are still out there. If not, we'll find new ones.
We'll start recording more regularly.
We'll,
I promise.
We'll rebrand the name and re-release it on iTunes to get more listeners.